The Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
Buzz, are you with us?
Yes, Jase, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Down here, I've got Damien McMahon alongside. He's been good enough to join us after the defeat. Macca, thank you for joining us post-game. What were your thoughts on the contest? Where do you think you fell down with your side today?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty obvious. Our forward connection was disappointing. We went inside forward 50 plenty of times, but our ability to hit a target and take a mark was really lacking. Generated lots of ball, used it reasonably well up the ground until it went into our front half of the ground. So clearly that's where our downfall was. They were able to rebound way too easy and make lots of score launches from our inside 50s going back the other way.
Is the cohesion to the forwards something that has been bubbling under the surface despite the two victories in the first 2 weeks, or is it something that's bobbed up today?
No, it certainly hasn't bobbed up. It's something we've been working on. We've obviously got a number of different personnel down there at the moment that we're trying to work with. Some of the guys that we had earmarked to play there in the pre-season and even played in the pre-season games haven't been out there for the last couple of weeks. So we really look forward to some change of personnel just to get that balance right. We've probably been a little bit tall. We haven't had enough speed and probably our crumbing and pressure ability hasn't been what it's been in previous years. So, we've just got to keep working at that. Lots of new players in our side at the moment, and it's going to take a little bit of time before that combination really comes together and finds that connection piece.
Macca, Jason Doherty and Matt Kershaw up here in the K-Rock box. Commiserations. Just, I suppose, when you talk about that forward pressure, and we talked about it before the game, about Tavares Sawney playing that role, and obviously not ideal to have him miss just before the game today.
No, it was really disappointing. We only found out a couple of minutes before the game, the reserves game finished. And, yeah, I've been coaching for a long time. It's the first time I've grabbed a player from the reserves and tapped him on the shoulder and said, hey, bud, go and get changed again because you're about to play another game in Charlie Harris. So, our leading goal kicker in, Tav not getting out there certainly hurt us. With the amount of inside 50s, I would have thought he could at least kick two or three goals for us, maybe more because he's been building. But, that was disappointing, but certainly wasn't why we lost the game today. I think we would have still struggled even if he had played.
He must have been happy with a couple of the young boys, especially Noah Gribble, who had plenty of the football and tried to, at many stages, start you going from half-back and centre wing. He had plenty of the footy.
Yeah, he was a classy player. He got a lot of the ball. He used it really well. His composure in tight for a player his age is exceptional. He took some really good leaps forward versus his game last week, and he's got an exciting future, and we're stoked to have him playing in our senior side at the moment.
Macca, Matt Kershaw here, mate. Also commiserations. But you spoke about your forward half of the ground. Do you think you're just missing that link-up player, that sort of hit-up player? I mean, three out of your five goals today were kicked by half-back flankers. Is it just that area from sort of 50 to centre wing that you're sort of missing that link-up, do you think?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. We've really struggled to have that dominant player that's leading up at the foot, marking it, rolling and getting it in quick and deep. It's been a hallmark of our game in previous seasons since I've been coaching Newtown. So it's something that we're working on, and we've tried a few players in there. Obviously, Lockie Bond was playing in their forward half and ended up playing in the back half later in the game. It's something that's not working for us right now, but we'll work really hard to amend that and try some other players in that role.
I guess the positives are, Macca, that you can identify what the issues are and you can sort of work on it early. That's probably the important part, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt. It's pretty obvious, I suppose, for anyone who's here watching the game today that if we connect better in our forward half and keep it in there for longer, we're going to be a much better team. It'd be different if the ball wasn't going in our front half, but I think last week we had 72 inside 50s. The week before we had 62, and today I think we've had about 55. So it says that we're doing a lot right. I thought our defenders defended pretty well when the game was on the line. It wasn't until late in the sort of last 10 minutes where they let things slip a little bit and allowed them to kick some late easy goals. But it's one of those things to identify those issues. It's another thing to be able to fix them.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's what coaching's about, and that was the message to our group after the game. It's easy to identify. It's about us doing something about it and fixing that up. You know, next week, hopefully we have Tav back in the side, and I'd like to thank Mick Condy, who's missed the last 2 weeks. He was fantastic for us round one. He's really good at that hit-up lead, left foot up, rolls and goes. So, yep. Putting a few of those guys back in our side will certainly assist that. But yeah, it's just where we're at the moment. And as you said, it's better to find these things out early on the season than halfway through.
Happy, obviously, with Matty McMahon's efforts today again. And it looks like it's been good that he's had the year off and he's revitalised and ready to crash and bash again.
Yeah, look, he's a warrior of the competition. He went into the game pretty sore. He got smashed around a bit last week, but you know, to his credit, he just goes and wins contested ball. He uses it reasonably well, and you know, he just keeps getting up. He probably is the player that gets tackled the most in the competition and gets the closest attention. But to his credit, he takes it in his stride, and it's a testament to how good a player he is and has been for a long period of time.
South Bowen next week at home, another tough contest.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got to have a look at them, obviously, playing against these guys in St. Joey's, you know, 7 or 6 days ago. Yeah, they're a team that looks like they've improved as well. They look quite potent. They use the ball well and got some good speed. So, yeah, they'll take some beating, and we'll need to improve on our efforts today to get over the line.
Have a good week on the track, and good luck for next week, Dane.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers.
Thanks,
great. Thanks to Damien McMahon, the coach of the Newtown and Chilwell Footy Club. Always tough to come on after you've had a loss. But
The Geelong Marine World post-match interview.